الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون. When the trumpet will be blown second time, all of a sudden they all will be raised from their graves and they will run towards their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking about the Yawm al-Qiyamah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dunya, that was one of the great signs that Qiyamah is Qareeb. The day of judgment is very close, very near. Because in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Bu'ithu wasa'atu kahatayn. And he's shown his Mubarak two fingers, that my ba'athat, my prophethood, and the Qiyamah, the day of judgment, is so close. Now, ulama interprets in different meaning of this indication. Some of them say, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, side by side. Like these two fingers are one after the other. So like when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came first, immediately after him, the day of judgment is going to come. There is no delaying. Second thing, ulama says, there's a little distance between these two fingers. Little bit distance, not too much. So it is said after the ba'athat, after the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Yawm al-Qiyamah is very, very close. And there are several ayat in the Holy Quran indicates towards it. One of the ayat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, addressing to the kuffar, فَهْلْيَمْتَذِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ. Are they waiting for the Qiyamah? Are they waiting for the day of judgment? Antatihim, when is going to come? They keep on asking him. Antatihim baghtat. It will come all of a sudden. It will come very quick. Faqad jaa ashratuha. And the signs of the Qiyamah already came into this world. Signs of the Qiyamah already came into this world. Like, you know, when before sun rises, we see the rays of the sun coming out, right? And then the real sun comes out, but you can see the light, you can see the brightness on the horizon. And by looking into the brightness at the horizon, people see, oh, sun is going to rise very soon. So that brightness before sun comes out, that is the sign that now very soon the sun is going to rise. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world is one of the great signs, and it shows that after him, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world is the final messenger of Allah, the last messenger of Allah, seal of the prophethood. There is no other prophet. There is no hope that anyone else will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send anyone else as his messenger after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, the task is done. The job is completed. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the Hajjatul Wada when he was in Maidan Arafat, Juma time after Asr. And this ayat was revealed that today I have completed my religion. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. I have completed the deen, religion for you people. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed my favors upon you. The greatest favor is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mercy. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased with you people as long as you follow the deen of Islam. That's why other place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Only the Islam is the accepted religion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وما يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Whoever will follow any other way, any other religion, any other path other than Islam, he will be astray, he will be misguided, he will be doomed forever. So this is our deen has been completed. That's why the Quran Majid, which is the speech of Allah, Kalamullah, is the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other book is going to reveal upon any other person. That's why all the previous scriptures and divine books has been out of date. They have expired when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Holy Quran and has taken the responsibility to preserve it, to protect it until the day of judgment. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Verily, we have revealed this Holy Quran and we are going to protect it till the Yawmul Qiyamah. So it means our Sharia has been completed. Our deen has been completed. Our Holy Quran has been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Risalat and prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been completed. So there is no more change. Now what we are waiting for? We are waiting for the Yawmul Qiyamah. This is how it is. And other place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Surah Al-Anbiya, in the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 17. Ya ayyunas ittaqu rabbakum. O people, fear your Rabb, fear your sustainer. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. Verily, the explosion of the sa'ah, of explosion of the day of judgment is very, very great thing. Don't take it easy. It is going to be very, very hard and very, very difficult. You will find yawma tarawnaha tadhallu kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at wa tad'u kullu dhati hamlin hamlaha wa tara an-nasa sukara wa ma hum bisukara. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn little scenario of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when it will happen, what will be the condition of the people. Says that كُلُّ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا. You will see at that Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when it will appear, that those mothers who are breastfeeding to their children, they will throw their children. Can you imagine how horrible condition will be? Meaning, a mother loves his child, her child the most. She can sacrifice her life to protect her child. It can never happen that child can be, destroyed and mom just stand and watch. It will never happen. She will try her best and she will protect her child from any calamity, from any problem. Even she is weak, she'll try to fight with the more strong person in order to protect her child. That is the mercy of mother. But the day will so severe, the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that even she, the mother, will throw her child, breastfeeding child, infant. وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And all pregnant women, out of fear, out of horror, will miscarriage their pregnancy, that fetus. That's how the horrible situation will be. They will miscarry out of fear, and that will be the vataranasa sukara. And you will see the people are drunk, walking around. They don't know in which direction they are going. What are they doing? They will be in the state of drunk. They will be intoxicated. You will feel that this person has drank too much or is on drug, heavy drug. What's wrong with him? Why he can't walk correctly and why he can't see properly? But they will not be intoxicated, but the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so, so severe. It will change the whole condition of the believer. And then another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in Surah Al-Anbiya again, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. It is very close for the people, their hisab, their reckoning. Day of judgment is going to come very fast, very quick. And look at the condition of the people. They are so unmindful. They are in ghafla. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. And they are so unmindful and they are you know, neglectful about the Yawmul Hisab. And these people who do not believe in Yawmul Qiyamah, what they say? Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. They think and they look the Yawmul Qiyamah is very far. We still have centuries to pass. We still have so many years. And Yawmul Qiyamah is not going to come so quick or so fast. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. They find it very far and away from them. Wa narahu qariba. But in reality, we see it very close. We see it very, very close. It's going to happen anytime. So my brothers and sisters, as I said yesterday, when the Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the matasa'a, Rasulullah did not reply. He said, what preparation you have done? Because no one knows when the Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to appear. But what is our problem? What is our job and condition? Our responsibility is we must get ready for it. We must prepare for it. We should not waste our time, our energy, our wealth, and our all the abilities in the worldly things. Rather, we should spend every moment remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sincere tawbah, and engaging ourselves in preparation for hereafter. That was the main reason. How we know? Because no one knows when the Yawmul Qiyamah is coming. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't know. But there are the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this riwayat, that Sahaba were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid Nabawi. And all of a sudden, one strange person enters into the masjid. No one knew him. Dressed very nice, white dress, and his hair is long, and you know, it's like very, very nicely shaped. And he just came close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, touching his thigh, his knees, to the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So close. He just sat down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of human being. And no one knew him in Madinah Munawwara. He was a strange person. He didn't speak to anyone. Directly, he addressed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he asked some question. Mal Islam. O Prophet of Allah, tell me what is the Islam? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, Al-Islamu, that you have to believe in one Allah, you have to believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger, and you have to pray 5 times salat, you have to give out your zakat, you have to go for hajj, and you have to fast during the month of Ramadan, etc. He says, Sadaqta, whatever you said is right, it's true. So Sahaba were hearing this conversation and they were amazed. They were like wondering, what is this person? Is asking the question, maybe he's a new person, he did not know about Islam and he wants to embrace Islam, because this was quite often used to happen that tribes and groups used to come, or some individual used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from far and wide, and they used to ask some question about Islam and Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah used to explain them, and then they used to satisfy and they used to embrace Islam. There was a routine. But this person is a strange person. First is asking the question like he doesn't know. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replying, he's confirming. Sadaqta. It means he knew before. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he knew. That's why he's saying, Sadaqta, you are speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. You have spoken the truth. So if he didn't know, that's why he was asking, then how he can confirm it? And if he knew before, then why is he asking the question? Why is he wasting time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They were wondering, but no one has guts to say or speak in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect. So just kept quiet. So second question, he said, "Mal iman." He said, "What is the definition of iman?" Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the definition of Islam, that you have to believe in one Allah alone without seeking any partner, no partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with anyone else, and you have to believe Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah. So this is the definition of iman. He says, Sadaqta. He again confirmed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, you said the truth. And then he asked the third question, that Mal Ehsan, what do you know about Ehsan? Again, people wonder that how, which kind of person is this? He's asking the question and then he's confirming again. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a lengthy hadith. I'm just going through with some of the points. He said the ihsan is that level that when a person is making excessive ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dedication, meditation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him that level that whenever he say Allahu Akbar for salah, he can visualize in front of him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. You must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that you are visualizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. He is there in front of you. You are watching him. You can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the highest level. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. But if you don't have that status, if you are not reached to that level, then at least when you are praying salah, think Allah is watching you. And that everyone can do it. When we have salat, when we start our prayer, my brothers and sisters, we keep this in mind that we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should not divert our attention here and there. We should not think of worldly affairs or anything else because we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is watching us every moment, even what is going on in our minds, in our thoughts, Allah is aware of it. You know, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what is there in your eyes and what is there in your heart. What thoughts are going through in your hearts, Allah is aware of it. So when you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, develop khushu', concentration, and khudu', devotion. Concentration and devotion is required for salat in order to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called ihsan, the status of ihsan, that Allah is watching me. How can I think of someone else while I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to make little effort to discipline ourselves. And if any thought comes in our minds, try to divert it. Don't continue on it. Like you are driving, ulama give example, you're driving on the road, you're not alone. There are so many cars coming and going side by side. But you're not knocking anyone else. You can see those cars and the trucks. They are moving with you or against you in opposite direction. But you're not interfering with that. It's not bothering you. You're just keeping your side straight. You're looking forward straight and you continue driving. You're not causing any accident. They are coming and going. This is how, when the thoughts come in your mind or in your heart while you are praying, just ignore it. It is going to go like this. And then you continue concentration, whatever you are reading, concentrate on it. I complete my Surah Al-Fatiha. Now I'm adding Surah. Now I'm reading At-Tahiyyat. Now I'm going to Ruku, I'm going to Sajda, etc. So concentrate on that, inshallah. If you make some little effort, then inshallah, Allah will grant you that the status of Ihsan, with this person is asking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. Then there are several questions I'm cutting through. And then he said, Akhbirni anisa'ah. That was the point. Akhbirni anisa'ah. He asked the question and all the Sahaba were listening. He asked a question, Akhbirni anisa'ah. Please tell me about Yawmul Qiyamah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, Mal mas'oolu anha bi'alama minasa'il. You don't know about Qiyamah and I don't know about Qiyamah. Clear cut. I don't know about Qiyamah. And you also don't know about Qiyamah. Then he said, give me some signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then Rasulullah mentioned some sign, antalid al-amatu rabbata, that the maid will give birth to the master. Well, there's some different signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. When you see these kind of things happening, then you know the Qiyamah is very, very close. Then he left. So when he left, Rasulullah said, "Oh Umar, do you know who was this person?" See, Rasulullah, I was angry too, that this kind of person he is asking question, then he's confirming, he's wasting your time, and he did not respect you. He came so close to you. How dare he is to sit in front of you like this, touching his knees to your Mubarak knees, you know? So I was little, you know, upset about him. Rasulullah said, he was a Jibreel. He was a Jibreel, came to teach you people a deen of Islam. So, and remember, the Jibreel doesn't come. Wama Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, Wama natanazzalu illa bi amri rabbihi. Whenever Jibreel al-Islam comes in this dunya, or comes to any prophet, and finally our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, each and every time, he comes with the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Bi amri rabbihi. He doesn't come with his own desire. Oh, I just want to see Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I haven't seen him from a long time. I'm just going to go and greet him. No. It's not hi, hello. Every time he comes in this dunya, descends upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was with the command of Allah Subhanahu. When Allah commands him to go, then only with the permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So what Ulama said, that was the only one occasion in the history of Islam that Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a human being, visible. Otherwise, angels are invisible, as I said before. No one can see them except Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he came in this time in appearance of a human being, looked like human being, dressed nicely and face and everything. And all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were present. There was no privacy. Otherwise, sometime Jibreel Islam used to come in private place. No one used to be there except Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's how he used to reveal the Holy Quran. But this time, this occasion was the only one occasion that Jibreel Islam came in the form of human being, and all the Sahaba were witnessing, looking at to him, and listening what he's asking and what his conversation going on between him and beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Ulama say Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala send him down in front of the Sahaba to approve that Jibreel alayhi salam came with my permission to teach you people the about Islam. And each and every question Jibreel alayhi salam asked, that was a predetermined question by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to teach us about Islam and about Ihsan, about Iman, and about the Yawm al-Qiyamah. But there also, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given a clear-cut message that I don't know about Yawm al-Qiyamah, but it is going to come. It is going to come very soon and very fast. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned so many signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. One day, Hazrat Abu Zaid Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, another Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Zaid Ansari, he said one day Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led us Fajr Salah. And after completing Fajr Salah, he climbed up onto the minbar. And that was not his ordinary habit, regular habit. He never used to give us bayan after Fajr immediately. He used to sit down with the Sahaba and sometimes used to relate his dream that I saw last night, dream, this is the interpretation of the dream. Or sometimes used to ask the Sahaba, if anyone has seen any kind of dream, he must relate. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to relate their dreams, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to interpret it. And sometimes Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to ask some questions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to reply the question. And that used to be the majlis after Fajr, just the majlis. But this one day, Hazrat Abu Zaid radiallahu anhu said, immediately after Fajr Salat, he climbed onto the minbar and he started giving us bayan. And his bayan normally used to be 15 to 20 minutes. He never used to speak the long, long, lengthy bayan. The old general sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be, jawami'ul kalim. The words used to be very profound and precise. And not lengthy bayan. He used to give few words, and that used to be sufficient for those who can understand. And wisdom, full of wisdom and advices and admonishing. But this particular day, he climbed onto the minbar and started giving us bayan from Fajr to Zuhr, all the time, continuous. And then after, for the Zuhr time, he came down and then performed Salat al-Zuhr, and then he climbed up again and started Bayan till Asr. And then he came down from the minbar, he performed Salat al-Asr with the congregation, and then he climbed up again onto the minbar and continue his Bayan till Maghrib. So whole session was continuous from Fajr till Maghrib. And this class was amazing class. Abu Zayd radiallahu ta'ala said, he mentioned in his bayan from Fajr till Maghrib, he covered all the events, all the incidents is will going to take place until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. He gave all the details. This will happen, this will happen, this will happen. And this how he continued his bayan. So that was the only one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about the all details of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Huzaifa bin Usaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is one of the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that we, some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were sitting in Masjidun Nabawi and we were discussing amongst ourselves about the Yawm al-Qiyamah, when it will happen, what will happen, etc. All of a sudden, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. And he asked us, what are you people discussing? What's your topic? What is your subject? So Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are discussing about Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will not come until you see 10 major signs before it. And remember, there are several signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, which is called minor signs. Most of them we already witness. There are so many signs of the Qiyamah, which is called minors. We all have seen it and it's continuous coming up through. But there are 10 major signs before the Qiyamah. If that will start appearing and that will start one after the other. And the Rasulullah has given the example like Tasbih, you know, Musabbiha, when it breaks down, how the beads, you know, runs out of it one after the other, you know, like this. If it's broken, then all the beads come out. Then no one knows which one was first, which one was second. Likewise, when this start, this will happen one after the other. And then finally, the trumpet will be blown. So I'm just going to give quick 10 signs and then we'll close inshallah today's session. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentioned, number one sign will be the smoke, very huge smoke. I'll go in detail inshallah later on. Then Dajjal will appear, the Antichrist. Then the beast, one very huge animal will come out from the ground and he will it will speak to the people. Then sun will rise from the west and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend. Then Yajuj and Majuj will appear, Gog and Magog will appear. And then there will be three landslides or three earthquakes, very major and huge earthquakes. One will be in east, one will be in the west, and one will be in Saudi Arabia Peninsula. And then very huge fire will come up from the Yemen, from the Aden. And this fire will be from the ocean, from the sea. And it will be so huge fire, it will drive the people towards Maidani Hashar. People will be scared when they see the fire, and fire will follow them. They out of fear, they will run in different direction, and that's how they will end it up into the Maidani Hashar. And there, Hadhrat Israfil al-Islam will blow the trumpet. So inshallah, these 10 major signs I will go through inshallah little bit, not in too much detail, but inshallah we will continue. Make dua, may Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for his. Allah, yes. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.